to go, but I'm trying to hide the star because he's a principal host. He's just a taste on your premonition and the same day to get out of the back to Vindiki Jai. Shri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopita Shama Kudra Radha Kudra Giri Gopita Dhan Ki Jai Shri Vrindavan Dhan Ki Jai Navadak Dhan Ki Jai Ganga Jumana Tosi Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Nanda Gode Vaishnava Vrindi Ki Jai Samavata Bhakti Vrindi Ki Jai O Pramandi All Gorsi Samana Bodhi 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 All Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
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 Namo Vishvadaya Krishna Prasthagutade Shri Mani Bhaktivedanta Swami Chinamani Namaste Saraswati Deva Gauravani Prasadane Nirvishesha Shanivadi Pashtatare Shatarane Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam 6 chapter 7 verse 24 Pishtapam kim garayan chavedya
Pishtapam kim garayan chavedya
Mantra bragunam ano sikshatata
Mantra bragunam anusikshatata
Avipra govinda gavishparana
Avipra govinda gavishparana
Avancha badrani nareshvarana
Avancha badrani nareshvarana Mantra Guram
Sikshita
Navindra Govinda Gavishvarana
Navindra Govinda Pishtapam, all the demigods, kim, what, ganayanti, they care for, abhedya mantra, whose determination is unbreakable, brigunam, disciples of Sukracharya, anushikshatartha, deciding to follow the instructions, not, vipra, brahmanas, Govind, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Go, Kaz, Ishwaran, persons favoring or considered worshipable. Bhavanti, are Abhadrani, misfortunes. Nareshwarana, kings. Translation, because of their firm determination to follow the instructions of Sukracharya, the disciples of the demons are now unconcerned about the demigods. In fact, kings or others who have determined faith in the mercy of Brahman's cause and the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna and who always worship these three are always strong in their position. report from the instruction of Lord Brahma is understood that everyone should very faithfully worship the Brahmas, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the cows. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha, is always very kind to cows and Brahmas. Therefore, one who worships Govinda must satisfy him by worshiping the Brahmas and cows. If a government worships the Brahmas, the cows, and Krishna, Govinda is never defeated anywhere. Otherwise, it must always be defeated, condemned everywhere. At the present moment, all over the world, governments have no respect for Brahmas, cows, and Govinda, and consequently, there are chaotic conditions all over the world. In summary, although the demigods were very powerful in material opulence, the demons defeated them in battle because the demigods had to be disrespectfully towards the Brahmana, Brihaspati, who was their spiritual master. Next 25, O demigods, I instruct you to approach Vishwarupa, the son of Trasta, and accept him as your guru. He is a pure and very powerful Brahmana, undergoing austerity and penances. Pleased by your worship, you will fulfill your desires, provided that you tolerate his being inclined to side with the demons. Therefore, Lord Brahma advised the demigods to accept the son of Trasta as their spiritual master, though he was always inclined towards the benefit of the asuras. Thus advised by Lord Brahma and relieved of their anxiety, all the demigods went to the sage Vishwarupa, the son of Trasta. My dear king, they embraced him as well as follows, the demigods said. Beloved Vishwarupa, may there be all good fortune for you. We, the demigods, have come to your ashram as your guests. Please try to fulfill our desires according to the time, since we are on the level of our parents. O Brahma, the highest duty of his son, even though he has sons of his own, is to serve his parents, and what to speak of a son who is a brahmachari. The acharya, the spiritual master who teaches all the Vedic knowledge and gives initiation by offering the sacred thread, is personification of all the Vedas. Similarly, a father personifies Lord Brahma, a brother, King Indra, the mother, planet Earth, and the sister, Mercy. A guest personifies religious principles, and an invited guest personifies the demigod Agni, and all living entities personify Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, according to the moral instructions of Chanakya Pandit, Amavat Sarabhuteshu, one should observe all living entities to be on the same level as oneself. This means no one should be neglected as inferior, because Paramatma is seated in everyone's body. Everyone should be respected as developed as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This verse describes the different ways in which one should respect a guru, a father, a brother, sister, and a guest, and so on. Dear son, we have been defeated by our enemies, and therefore we are very much aggrieved. Please mercifully fulfill our desires by relieving our distress through the strength of your austerities. Please fulfill our prayers. Since you are completely aware of the Supreme Brahman, you are a perfect Brahma, and therefore you are the spiritual master of all orders of life. We accept you as our spiritual master and director, so that by the power of your austerity we may easily defeat the enemies who have conquered us. Corporate one must approach a particular type of guru to execute a particular type of duty. Therefore, although Vishwarupa was inferior to the demigods accepted him as their guru to conquer the demons. Because of their firm determination to follow the instructions of Supercharya, his disciples, the demons were not unconcerned about the demigods. In fact, kings or others who had determined faith and the mercy of Rama's cows and the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, and who always worship these three, are always strong in their position. So, here Brahma is giving his instruction to the devatas what they should do since they have offended Brihaspati. Says here that there can be no inauspiciousness.
The object of chorus is not ideal because the reason they are going to approach Vishwarupa is for a material reason. It's not a spiritual reason. So this is not the proper goal when one goes to a real spiritual master. We don't go to get material things from him and surrender for that purpose. So here, the purpose is purely material. In order that the demigods defeat the demons, they're going to Vishwarupa and surrender unto him and give him proper respect, etc. So this, of course, is a material purpose, material vision. However, the principle is there that if one gives proper respect to these entities, the Brahmins, the Supreme Lord, and the cows, then it becomes all auspicious. Now, of course, auspiciousness in the material world is one thing, but the highest auspiciousness is, of course, spiritual life. So we do have in the Nectar Devotion, among the Angas of Bhakti, we have things like worshipping the cows and the Brahmanas is number 10, the Angas of Bhakti, to give respect to the cows and the Brahmanas and the Aswata tree. One should, in devotional service, also give respect to living entities, the animals like the cow, human beings like the Brahmana, and trees like the Aswata tree, which means we should actually worship all trees and human beings and animals, having given proper respect. But because cows are in a special position, Brahmanas are in a special position, Aswata is also in a special position, being representative of Vishnu, therefore they're singled out as being more important, and they're given a special type of respect. Of course, as Vaishnavas, we can say that more than that even is, one should worship the Vaishnavas, because Brahmana is not equal Vaishnava in all cases. In the Varnashram system, yes, everybody worships the Brahmana. In the Vaishnava society, we worship the Vaishnava. And of course, among trees, we worship Tulsi tree instead. So there's a little bit of a difference for the Vaishnava as opposed to the regular people in the Varnashram system. Nevertheless, we'll find that there in the Nectar Devotion, there is a respect for living entities in general. And of course, we have the 19th Anga of Bhakti is do not disturb other living entities, which is a general like non-violence principle, which is more associated with, let's say, material charity and kindness, etc., compassion. But it is there among the principles of bhakti, among the first 20 items, as preliminaries for the actual angas like hearing, chanting, remembering, etc. Which means, to a certain degree, we have to show compassion to other living entities and not disturb them, etc. And in that way, our devotional service, the main angas, will proceed nicely. Nevertheless, the main emphasis is upon things like giving proper respect to the Vaishnava and the Guru, etc. So here we have a more general principle of Brahmanas, etc. But included here we also have Govinda, the Supreme Lord. Brahma here is including here something very important, that if we worship the Supreme Lord, then everything is possible. And if we do not worship the Supreme Lord, nothing is possible. So ultimately, everything depends upon worship of the Supreme Lord. Demons, of course, follow this general principle for material benefit. They're not interested in spiritual life, they're interested in material enjoyment. So they will follow these principles of Varnasha to the extent that they will get some nice material results from it. So that is why we'll see Ravana also follows, or Bali when he was a demon was following very nicely, and he had priests doing sacrifices, etc. So often we see the demons, oh, they look very nice, they're following all the rules and regulations. But the goal is completely different. And therefore, because they follow these rules and they actually disrespect the Supreme Lord, ultimately they must fail. So the true implementation of the Varnashram system is that it revolves around respect for the Supreme Lord. The goal of the Varnashram is to satisfy the Supreme Lord, not to disrespect him, which means we have to surrender to him. This is what the demons don't want. So therefore, they can follow some aspects of the system and give respect and worship and whatever like that. But ultimately, because they don't worship the Supreme Lord or surrender to him, then it's all useless. So though Brahma says here, yes, they become powerful because they follow these rules and regulations and whatever, still, ultimately, they do not worship Govinda. Then they may worship the Brahmanas or respect them in order to preserve their powers, but definitely they don't respect the Supreme Lord. So therefore, ultimately, their acquisition of power and wealth is very, very temporary. Cannot be permanent. To counter the demons, Brahma is advising them to approach Vishwarupa and do some worship of him and get his aid in order to conquer over the demons. Of course, he has a very interesting way of doing that. There's a particular method there. He also points out he looks like he favors the demons. So therefore, the David is also to be very careful when they get his support, that that he doesn't betray them or anything like that. So in any case, they are going for a material reason to get their power back. They have offended Brihaspati, so what to do? And they've lost their power. So now Brahma advised them to respect Vishwarupa. And by giving him proper respect, they can counter their disrespect to Brihaspati. And of course, Vishwarupa also has certain powers by which he can defeat the demons. So this, of course, is all material. They have material reasons for their approach to him. So for the Vaishnava, of course, we don't go respect for material reasons, even if we're going to respect the cow and the brahmana and the trees and whatever. It is not for material reasons. It is because these things will be favorable to our devotion, the main angas of bhakti, such as hearing, chanting, remembering, etc. So the motive of the devotee is much different. And when we approach the Vaishnava and the Guru, we are not going for material reasons, to get money or kingdom or whatever. We're going only for surrender to the Supreme Lord. So the purpose we see is much different from that of the Devatas and their type of surrender. They were disturbed because they lost their power due to disrespect. The devotee is disturbed not because of losing power, but because of losing bhakti. That would be his big disturbance. So their concern or their focus seems to be a little bit different here from being truly devotional.
Well, the
Kanishka can advance by association with the Madhyamas. Of course, they're at a certain level where they see the Supreme Lord, but that's about all. So if they get the mercy of Madhyamas, then they can advance to become Madhyamas themselves. So that is the purpose of the Madhyamadikar. He preaches and guides the Kanishkas. Well, the devatas are ultimately appointed by the Supreme Lord, and though it appears that they are looking after power, that power is because they have to institute dharma properly. The demons are after power to destroy dharma, so that's the difference. So though they are looking for power, the power is also there because they have to serve the Supreme Lord properly and institute dharma and give proper results to those who do good activities, etc. So they are ultimately under the Supreme Lord, though it looks as if they are temporarily involved in material affairs. Well, of course, this particular pastime is a little complicated. The whole reason Brahma does this is because of some other reasons. So there's some other arrangements there also. Technically, that's what they have to do. They have to go to Brihaspati. But then what happened is he left. He disappeared. They couldn't find him. So they couldn't do that. Which is probably intentional also.
So basically, the duality is existing. Duality of enmity and friendship. It's in all levels in this material world. Even though they are demigods and demons.
Well, the inbuilt in material nature itself is the gunas, and the gunas are always changing. So sometimes sattva is prominent, sometimes rajaguna is prominent, sometimes tamaguna is prominent. And accordingly, if the lower modes are prominent, then the demons become prominent. If the sattva is prominent, then the devatas become prominent. So we have to expect in the material world this conflict will take place. Nevertheless, the Lord favors sattva and he favors the devatas. So ultimately, the devatas win, so that means sattva predominates ultimately by the will of the Supreme Lord. But as far as material nature is concerned, ultimately everything gets destroyed. We have pralaya, so that means tamas becomes ultimate in terms of material world. Well, the main thing is that they're doing that because their sattva is a superior principle to tamas, that's why. Yeah, so in that sense, they're more worshipable than demons because of sattva. And therefore, Bhagavad Gita says those in sattva are good to worship devatas because devatas are sattva. And those who are demons, tamaguna, they worship what, rakshasas or whatever, or pisachas or whatever. Yeah, there is somewhere in the universe they have conflicts going on.
Dhrantarashi Shishimad Bhagavatam ki Jai. Sunan Bhagavatam.